Let's finish Shas together. We're going to be recording today's Daf Yomi. Today's Daf is Daf Yud Tes in Brachos. We're going to pick it up from the third line from the top. On Daf Yud Tes, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol HaMesaper Acharei HaMeis, Kilu Mesaper Acharei HaEved. Anyone who talks badly about a dead person, it's totally meaningless and worthless. It's as if you spoke about a rock. They don't care anymore. It's done. Ikeda Amrei Dolo Yade. Some say it's because they don't know about it. They know about it. They don't care. Says the Gemara, is this really true? You're not allowed to say Lashon Hara about dead people. Any. Is this really so? Certainly, a certain guy spoke evil about Shmuel. And a huge beam fell off from the roof. And destroyed his cranial cavity, his head, smashed his head and killed him. So you see that even after a person's dead, you get paid back. It's a problem. Answer the Gemara, Shiny Tzurba Rabban, Dekutra Bichu Tava B'yikre. Even though Shmuel himself didn't care, he was dead already, but Talmud Chacham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cares about his covet even after he's dead. Anyone who speaks ill about a Talmud Chacham after a Talmud Chacham dies and talks about his Averis, etc., he should have assumed that even if the Talmud Chacham did Averis, that he did Tshuva. Nofel b'Gehenim, somebody who speaks about a Talmud Chacham, he's going to end up in Gehenim, Shneemar. V'hamatim akal kalosam yulichim Hashem espolei haven shalom al Yisrael. That even if they're already in a place of shalom, and now somebody else is matim akakalosim, he makes them crooked, even though they're in a place of shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring them to the place of Paalei Haavan. He's going to bring them to Gehenim. Afilu b'shash shalom al Yisrael, meaning even a place when the tzaddikim are already in a place of shalom, yolichim Hashem es Paalei Haavan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring these people together with the Rishayim to Gehenim. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, they learned in Abraisa in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael. Abraisa Tamil Chacham Shav Avera Balayla. If you see a Tamil Chacham who did an Avera at night, Al Tahar Achar Rav Biyom. Do not be choshesh that he still is a Rasha during the day. Shema Asa Tshuva. Maybe he did tshuva. If he's Talmud Chacham, you have to assume he did tshuva. Shem asal kedai dechelo vaday asa tshuva. Your assumption has to be that he for sure did tshuva about it. Tahani mili bedvarim shebegufo. And this applies. You can totally forgive him and assume that he did tshuva. That's things aveiros that have to do with his body. Aval b'mamayna. But Averis that are in with his money, meaning if he owes somebody money and you know for a fact that he didn't pay back it, even if he did tshuva, Adamahad Elamari, he doesn't get forgiven, and you should not assume that he has completed his tshuva until he actually gives the money back to the other person. There are 24 places that Bezdin puts a person in Cherim for violating Kavod HaRav. This is a very important yisod, that Kavod HaRav is a very serious thing, and the Gemara says that Bezdin will put you in Cherem if you embarrass a Talmud Chacham, or if you're Mevaza a Talmud Chacham. V'kulan shaninu b'mishna seinus. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says all 24 in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Lesson, no, Hecha. Oh, I don't see this 24 in Mishnayis. Amar Le, l'chi tishkach, you go find him. Nafak, Dok v'ashkach plus. So Rabbi Lezer went looking in the Mishnayos and he found three places in Mishnayos that Chachamim are going to put somebody in Cherem for violating the words of the rabbis or for embarrassing rabbis, Hamizalzel benetilas yadayim. Someone who makes fun of the Chachamim's institution of netilas yadayim before eating bread, washing your hands. V'amisaper achim yitazen shal tamid chachamim. And someone who speaks ill about a Talmud Chacham after he dies, v'amegis died to a klape mala, someone who's arrogant towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also embarrassing the Talmid Chacham, because the Talmid Chachamim defend the honor of Hashem. So if you are embarrassing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you are also being mezalzel in a covenant of a Talmud Chacham. Now the Gemara is going to go through where we find these things. Hamasapar Achmi tells in Shatamin Chacham Maihi. Where do you find that in the Mishnah? So there's a Mishnah in Adius. Hu Haya Omer. It's referring to Akavi ben Mahalalel. He used to say, "Ein Mashkin, you're not allowed to cause a sota to drink the following sotas." You know, sota is a woman who her husband suspects her of cheating on him. So you're not allowed to cause the sota to drink the sota water. Lo as hagioras, if she's a gioras, you don't make her drink. Lo as hamishuchreres, and she's a shivcha knanis who was freed. And then a Jew married her. Chachamim omrim, mashkin. Chachamim say, yeah, you can cause those women to drink. For amrulo, the chacham said to Akavia, Maisa b'karkamis. There's a story happened that a woman whose name was Karkamis, shivcha m'shechreres b'Yushalayim. She was a freed slave in Yushalayim, and she married a Jewish guy, and he suspected her of cheating, and he brought her to the Beis Hamikdash v'hishkua. Shmaya v'Avtalion. And Shmaya and Avtalion, who, as you're going to see in a moment, were also gerim, they made her drink from the soda water. V'amar lahem, and Akavya responded to these rabbis who were trying to bring a proof from the fact that Shmaya and Avtalion caused her to drink soda water. Akavya allegedly said to them, Dugma hishkua, that Shmaya and Avtalion, they themselves were gerim, so that's why they gave the sota water to a shivcha mishachreres, who also has the status of a gioris. Since they were gerim, they wanted to show honor to gerim. So it was not, they did not do appropriate according to halacha. This is what allegedly, we're going to see in a minute, he didn't say this, but it sounds like Akavya said that the only reason they paskin that way is because they were gerim, they were trying to show honor to gerim, but it was really against the halacha. And the Gemara then tells a story, umes, Viniduhu, and these rabbis saw that Akavya accused Shmaya and Avtalion of doing Shalom Kedin. He was Mezalzel in the covenant of Shmaya and Avtalion. Umes Viniduyo, and Akavya died as a result of this disrespect to the Tamini Chacham Shmaya and Avtalion. V'saklu Bezdinus Arono, and Bezdin put a rock on top of his Aron to show that he died because of the curse of the Talmud Chacham, that he embarrassed the Talmud Chacham. So that's one story of Hamazalzal, but Talmud Chacham gets Cherim. Hamazalzal and Tisdaim, where do you have the case of someone who made fun of Tisdaim? Distan. The same Mishnah over there. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Chas v'shalom. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's not the story. You got the story wrong. Chas v'shalom, she'akavi ben mahalal nesnade, she'ein azar ninelas al Kol Adam b'Yisrael b'chachmu v'dahar avir eschait kakavi ben mahalel. That it's an interesting usage over here, that they used to say halel on Yontif in three shifts, and they would wait till the whole Azara was filled up with Jews, and then they would close it, and then you would be by the next shift. So he says that when they would have thousands of Jews in the Azara, there was no one greater than Akavi ben mahalel and greater in chachma and purity in Yerushalayim. So how could you say Akavya did such a thing? He didn't do that. Ella, Esmi Nidu, who did they put into Cherim? Es Elazar ben Chanoch. They put a different person in Cherim. Elazar ben Chanoch, Shepikpek ben Atzilas Yadayim. He made fun of the rabbi's decree of Atzilas Yadayim. Uch Shemeit Sholchu Bezdin V'nichu Evan Gadol Al Arona. When Elazar ben Chanoch died, they put a big rock on his grave to show that he died as a result of Cherim. He was a Rasha. L'lamencha shekolam esnad demes benidu bezin sokol nesarono. Anyone who gets put in Cherim and dies in Cherim, Bezin will put a big stone on his arm. And what's the third case in Mishnah? Hamegis died to klapim alamaihi. Tisnan, we learned in the Mishnah in Tainus that Choni Hamagal, the famous Choni who drew a circle when there was no rain, and he drew a circle and he said, I'm not moving out of the circle until Hashem, you bring rain. And then Hashem causes it to rain softly. Then Choni yells, that's not good enough. That rain's not good enough. We want heavier rain. Then it was too heavy. Then Choni said, well, that's too heavy. So So the rabbis, some rabbis got upset at Choni for speaking to Hashem that way. Really, you should have been put in Cherem. Except that you're such a big tzaddik and you see Hashem actually listens to you, goes, Rani Alecha Nidui. Had you not been a tzaddik, I would have put you in Cherem. What can I do? Hashem listens to you. Like a son who listens to the father. And the son does the will of the father. Your father and mother should rejoice with you. May your father and mother rejoice with you, and those who gave you, who gave birth to you, should rejoice that you're so close to Hashem that He listens to you. So these are the three places in Mishnayos that you see that you get put in Cherem for being Mevaza a Talmud Chacham, says the Gemara. So you see from this story that Choni would have been put in Cherem for not having respect for Hashem, which is the same as not having respect for a Talmud Chacham, had he not been a great man. Asks the Gemara, Vesuleka, are these the only three places that you find? V'ha'ika. Aren't there more places? The Tani Rav Yosef, Todus Ishromi Hinegas Bnei Romi Lachil Gedoyim Mikolasim. That Todus, a man from Rome, he caused the Jews living in Rome, and he fed them roasted goats. Pulele Psachim. On Pesach night. Now that's against the din because they were outside the Beis HaMikdash and you're not allowed to have roasted, there's an Issa Derabanan to have roasted meat on Pesach night. Many people still have the custom nowadays not to have roast chicken or roast, you have like a stew on Pesach night. Shalach Leshimon ben Shetach, Ilmoli Todasata, if you wouldn't be a big tzaddik, goes Rani Alecha Nidu, Shata Machlis, Ishol Kachim Bachutz, it looks like people are eating Karbanos Bachutz, so you see that he was mezalzel in the words of the rabbis not to have roasted meat Pesach night, and they were going to put him in Cherem. Answer the word, that's not a Mishnah. B'mishnah, say nu karbinu v'ha b'raisa. That's a b'raisa, not a Mishnah. Says, well, what, I'll show you all the cases in the Mishnah. V'asis lecha. V'hoika ha'disnan chatocho chulyis. If you cut up a menorah into pieces, earthenware menorah, is mekabel tuma. You cut up into pieces. This is a famous story of Tanuro Shalachnoi. So if you cut it into pieces, so usually it loses its ability to be mekabel tum, it's no longer a kli. Let's say you filled it up with sand in between the pieces and you attached them together. Rabbi Lezer says, sorry, that's not considered a strong enough attachment and the menorah is still not mekabel tum. The Chum say, you put Humpty Dumpty back together again, so now it is a kli, so it is mekabel tum. V'zehu tanur shalachnoi. They called this the tanur. And this is the case of tanur. It was an oven, right? V'zehu tanur shalachnoi. And this was the oven of achnoi. It was a snake, because a certain snake used to go in a circle. So this oven, they put it back together again. In a circle, so they called this the case of the oven, the tanur shalachnoi, the oven of a circle, because you put it back together in this way. Says the Gemara, my achnoi amar v'yehuda amar v'shmul malamed shehi kifuhu halachos k'achnoi zeh v'tim'uhu, that they surrounded, why was it called tanur shalachnoi, that they surrounded Rabbi Eliezer with so many proofs against his opinion, k'achnoi zeh, like this snake, that puts its tail in its mouth, it becomes a circle, v'timu, and they said, you're wrong, it is mekabel tuma. So you see here also that they put him in Cherem, because he went against the Chachamim. V'tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Oso Hayom, on that day that they told him he's wrong, on that day, they took all the taharos that Rabbi Lezer was metire and they burnt them to show that he was wrong. And then they put him in Cherem. Pirchu was a lashon sagi nara. They blessed him. They gave him a blessing, meaning they cursed him. They put him in Cherem. So that was a case in a Mishnah. So how come that wasn't included by Rav Shimon Levi? Says the Gemara, "Afil hachi nidli b'masnis and lo tanan." In that Mishnah, it doesn't say they put him in chayim. That story was later in the Gemara, and the Brisa they put him in chayim, but the Mishnah doesn't say. Ella. So the Gemara asks, "Esrim v'arba makomos." Okay, so we found three places. So how come Rav Shimon ben Levi said there were 24 places? Hey, Chemishkasa, where's the 24? Answer the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Medama Milsa La Milsa. He would find a lot of places in Shas where it was also a similar kind of case, where you find a big machlokas about a Dinder Rabbanan, or one of the rabbis was speaking very evil about somebody else, even though it doesn't say they put him in Cherem, but that he counted those places also. He assumed that the same halacha would apply there. Rabbi Lazar, loy medame milsa milsa. He didn't compare these other cases. He says wherever it did, wouldn't say chayim explicitly, he wouldn't count it. That's the difference. So Rabbi Shimon Levi counted 24 places because he found other places in Shas that had similar situations, even though it didn't say explicitly that they put him in chayim. But he held those were cases that they were roy to be put in chayim, like these cases. He was medame milsa milsa. Rabbi Lazar didn't compare this. He said, yeah, I only find three, so there's only three. Okay, let's continue. No say hamita v'chilufeihem. What did the Mishnah say? If you're carrying the aron at a levaya, you're exempt from Shema. Tanarabanan. Ein motzien es hames samach l'kriyashma. You don't conduct a levaya right before the end of Zman Kriyashma, so people will not be able to say Shema. V'mischilu. If you start the Levi and schlepping on the whole time, ain't mafsikin, you don't stop the Levi and let everybody say Shema. Ask them, is this true? Rav Yosef, Afku, Samach, Kriyashma. Rav Yosef, they did make his Levi right before this man Kriyashma. Adam Chosh, Vashani, he's a tzaddik. The Gemara answers, he's a tzaddik, is different. Shelifni Amita, Vashalachar, Amita, Tarabon, Ha, Oskim, Behespin. Bizman Shah, Mes Motelifneim. Ha, Oskim, Behespin. Those people who are involved in a Hespid. At a time that the dead person is in front of them, nishmatim echad echad v'korin. So if you're at a levaya and you see this man Kriyat Shema is passing one by one, you could leave and say Shema. Says the Gemara, einam eis motel lefneim. If they're in a different room, hein yoshvin v'korin v'hu yoshev v'domim. So if the mace is not in the same room as you, I don't know, you're watching the levaya by live hookup or something. So then you should say Shema, but the Avel himself doesn't say Shema. Hey, Mom, the Mispalim, who only Numatik Allah said, then they get up and daven, but he has to do Siddiq Adin. For me, Rabbana Allah, Mahami Chatasik, Fanech, Valun, Efratim, Yemeni, Echad, Mini, Elf. Unbelievable. What should an Avel say? Hashem, I sinned a lot, and this punishment that you're giving me, that one of my relatives just died, is not even one thousandth of what I deserve in my punishment. He's Matzik, as I did. I deserve it. That's what you're supposed to say when bad things happen. You're supposed to say, I deserve it. It sounds like the Gemara says you should say I deserve much more. The Gemara is going to walk that back in a minute. The Gemara is going to back out of that. Please fix all of our lackings. No, a person should not say this type of language that I really deserve more punishment. A person should not give the satan a reason to cause him injury. And if a person says that, really, I deserve more punishment, maybe the satan is going to come along and give him more punishment. My question, kimat kistom hayinu la'amor adamina, right? We said, the Navi says that we've become like stone, we're so bad. Maya hadalei Navi, and then the next pasuk, the Navi says, as Klal Yisrael says, we become like stone. What did the Navi say? The next pasuk, Hashem and Hashem katzinei stone. You see, the Navi calls him stone. So don't put the shoe on because it might fit. Say to their bones, we deserve more punishment. You might get the more punishment. Kavru es hames v'chazu v'chulu. It's like an ayin hara kind of halacha, right? It's a little bit strange. Why would Hashem punish you if you don't really deserve it? But if you feel you deserve it, so maybe you're giving yourself an ayin hara. Kavru es hames v'chazu v'chulu. Says the Gemara, im b'chol l'haska v'lig moros kula in. Right, what did it say? If it sounds like from the Mishnah, if you're on your way back from the Levaya, if you have enough time to say the whole Shema, you say it. Abol perek echad or pasuk echad lo. It says, well, what do you mean? Or a minute, cover some ezechal. So if you call haskel, where I feel perek echad or pasuk echad, even if you can say one perek or one pasuk, it's going. That's what it meant. Hachinam kam. If you call haskel, look, where I feel perek echad, I feel pasuk echad. Actually, gilashura, yes chilu. if you could find, if you could say one pasuk or one parak before the avel gets up to you in the line, then you should say it. Vim lav lo yaschilu. And if you can't, you shouldn't do it. Ha'omdim b'shura. The people who are standing on line, so the ones on the inside are exempt from Shema, the ones on the outside are chayev. Tanarban shura haro pnima p'tura. If you're on the inside line, that's near the avel, then you're exempt from Shema, because you're involved in the mitzvah. Shein haro pnima chayevas. If you're in the outer line, you're obligated. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Machmas Avel Petur. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you're coming to the Levaya because you are there to comfort the Avel, then you're exempt from Shema. Machmas Atzman. But if you're just coming to watch the Levaya, but you don't really know the Avel at all, then you're Chayiv and Shema. Machlokes HaRishonim, how do you read this line? Is it going on the first half or on the second half? Do we say, is Rabbi Yehuda coming to modify the first half? That if you're on the inside line, you're only exempt if you came for the Avel, or if you're on the outside line, you're only exempt, you're only chayev if you didn't come to see the Avel. But if you saw the Avel, even if you're on the outside line, you'd be pater. That's Machlokas HaRishonim, how to read the Gemara. Okay, brand new sugya now. We're going to talk about Kavod HaBrios, pushing away Yisurim Doraisa. We know this halacha that Kavod HaBrios pushes away Yisurim Dorabanan. But does Kavod HaBrios push away Yisurim Daraisa? So the Gemara assumes no, except that there are a couple of exceptions to the rule. That's what this Amun's going to speak about. It says the Gemara, if a person finds shatness in his garments, poshdan afilu b'shuk, he removes them. In those days, they used to wear one big tunic. It had tzitzis on it. It was a four-corner garment. They used to wear one big tunic. They didn't have any underwear. They didn't have anything. So here's a guy. He's wearing his one garment, and he finds his shatness, and he's sitting in the middle of the marketplace. If he takes it off, he's going to violate shat. He's got to take it off. But if he takes it, he's going to be naked. It's going to be a problem of Kavod HaBrios. Says the Gemara, too bad. If it's an Issa Doraisa, if it's Kalayim Doraisa, Poshtan Afil B'shuk. Rav Yehuda Bar Rav says you have to take it off and embarrass yourself. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason for this? Ein chachma vein tfuna vein eitzel neged Hashem. There is no chachma, eitzel, and tfuna that Kavod HaBrios does not play a role when it's against Isurim Doraisa. Isurim Doraisa are more important. Kalmag Mishesh Chil Hashem. And the Rishonim understand over here means, most Rishonim understand it means that if there's going to be a violation of Nisa Daraisa, it's going to be Chil Hashem, Cholk and Kavod HaRav. So Kavod HaBrios does not play a role. You can't use Kavod HaBrios as a reason to violate Isurim Daraisa. You may not violate Isurim Daraisa for Kavod HaBrios. And the Gemara now, the whole Amma is going to challenge this. Mesi Vei, Kavod was Hameis V'Chazru. If they buried the dead person and then on their way back, they're walking back from Levaya. And there's two paths in front of them. Akas Torah, Akas Tamei. One is the Torah path, one's the Tamei path. Baba Tahora, if the Avel, Machlokes HaRishonim, about what the correct Gersa here is. Baba Tahora, if the Avel goes down the Torah path, Boini Baba Tahora. Even the Kohana, everybody's allowed to go in the Torah path. Baba Tamei, if the Avel is walking back from the Levaya to the town in the Tamei path, Boini Baba Tumah. So, even the Kohanim, everybody, the whole community can walk with him on the Tamei path, Mishum Kvodo, for the honor of the Avel. Others have a different pshat. The question is if the Avel is walking, if the Avel could walk with them on the Torah path, or the Avel could walk with them on the Tamei path, it makes a little more sense. Who cares if one person doesn't walk this way? Why is that a problem with Kavod HaBrios? But that's the Gersa that we have. Ask the Gemara. So you see that the Kohen is allowed to go on the Tamei path because of the Kavod of the Avel. So you see, Kavod HaBrios is no Chisurim Daraisa. V'amai. Le'imein Chachvin to the Negan Hashem. You just told me Kavod HaBrios doesn't push away Yisurim Daraisa. Here you see Kavod HaBrios pushes away Yisurim Daraisa. Answer the Gemara. Tegemar Rabbi Abba B'beis HaPras Rabbanon. We're talking about a case where there's only Tumah Rabbanon. Dami V'namar Ashmon. The Gemara is going to bring two proofs that a B'beis HaPras. What's a B'beis HaPras? It's a field that had a kever plowed in it. So you don't know. There may be little pieces of bone scattered throughout the field, so you don't know where there is tumah, where there isn't tumah. If a person is going to shech the Korban Pesach and he has to go through a Beis HaPras, since it's only an Issur Rabbanan, he's allowed to get down on his knees and blow the bones away. If there are any bones, he'd blow away, and he wouldn't become tumah, and then he can go shech the Korban Pesach. So you see, Beis HaPras is only Din the Rabbanan. The Haraya, the rabbis allowed you to do this trick of blowing away the bones in order to shecht your Korban Pesach. Mishmei the Rav, Beis HaPrash Shanidash Tar. Similarly, the Gemara says that a Beis HaPrash that was plowed over, Shanidash, that it was trampled over by people, so that's Tar. Now, why were they allowed if it was trampled over by people? Then why does that make it Tar? Must be that the Torah was only the Rabbanon, so the rabbis were allowed you to rely on this. Tashma, come here another proof about whether or not Kavod HaBriyos is Dochi Yisum, the Rice Number, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Medalgan Hino Gabay Ronos Shel Mesim, Likras Malchi Yisrael. We used to jump over the Aronos of dead people, Likras Malchi Yisrael, in order to show honor to the Malchi Yisrael. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok was a Kohen, and he used to jump over the graves. He would jump on top of the graves, jump over them, to show honor to Malchi Yisrael. Well, Likras Malchi Yisrael, a lot of them, not only Jewish kings, and Afilu Likras Malchi Yakim, like we saw before in the Gemara, even for non-Jewish kings, Shein Yizkeh, if you're Zochen Olam Abba, you will see Yavchen Ben Malchi Yisrael Malchi Yakim. He's supposed to give cover to non-Jewish kings so that in the future you'll see how much greater is the cover for Jewish kings. But the question is, how could a Kohen be Metame himself just for a Dindarabba, just for Kavod and Abrios? He could violate an Issa Daraisa to show honor to a Jewish king. It's not a Mitzvah Daraisa. Answers the right, Kavod Abrios can't push away Surim Daraisa. Answers the Gemara, Kedarava, Damarava. Devar Torah, Ol Sheish B'chalal Tefach. No, there's not Tama Daraisa here, because Mi Daraisa, if you have one Tefach of airspace between the dead person and the top of the Aron, of the casket, so the Tuma doesn't go up. Chotes b'fnei Tuma. So that airspace blocks the Tuma and keeps it inside the Aron. So if you touch the Aron on the outside or you jump over it, there won't be Tuma. V'she'ein b'chalal Tefach. If there isn't Tefach, in a Chotes b'fnei Tuma. It doesn't block the Tuma. The Tuma goes straight up to Shamayim. That's a shaila on El Al Plains. Is there a poseach tefach? If there's a dead person, is a kohen allowed to go on the plane? Because if there's a tefach of airspace in between the dead person and the top of the plane, then maybe you can. Or if you're a kohen's on a plane, it goes over a Beis HaKvaras. So if there's a halal tefach, so it does, the tumah doesn't go up. But if there is a halal, if there is no halal tefach, then it goes up. Verov haronos yesh ben halal tefach. Where it says most caskets have a tefach, and therefore there's no problem for a kohen to jump over it. But the rabbi said, we don't know which one does, which one doesn't have a tefach, so you're not allowed to go with the rabbanon. We should cover the lach with the rabbanon. So it's only this in the rabbanon, so that's why they allowed the kohanim to violate it. Continues the Gemara. Toshma, gadol klav abriyos, kadol abriyos dochas lo sasa shematorah. Kavod abriyos is so important, it violates a din do raisa lo sasa shematorah. Here you have it black on white. You just told me that by Shatnas, you don't rip off the Shatnas Daraisa in the Shulchus, because Kavod HaBriyos does not push away Yisurim Daraisa. Here you see in Beferish HaBriyosa that Kavod HaBriyos does push away Yisurim Daraisa. And this is the Gemara, Tirgum Rav Bar Shmuel, Kamei the Rav Kahana, Belav de Lo Sosur. No, this is not talking about Yisurim Daraisa. This is talking about Yisurim Darabanan, which is under the Lav of Lo Sosur. Asked the Gemara, Achicho, they laughed at him. Lav to losas daraisu. What do you mean? Midos, things that are learned out from Midos, Shatar, and Nedreshes Ben, those are not Darabanans, those are daraisu, or Halacha L'moshe Misinai. Those are really Dinu daraisu. Why are you calling something learned out, even though we learned out from losas, that you have to listen to when the rabbis make drushes? So that's really a status of a Din daraisu, that's really daraisu. So what do you bring awry from this? How can he answer that it's only a lav del sasa? Rav Kahana, Gavar Rabba Milsa l'schicha olaya. A great man says that, don't laugh at him. Call me the Rabbanon, asmechino alav del sasa. No, I meant that really surim doraisa, which are asmachta on the lav del sasa, that's what you're allowed to violate. That's what the Brisa means. You should quote the Shara Rabbanon. Major machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban here on this Gemara. Does the Gemara mean to say that dinim derabbanon really have a status of Doraisa? That's why the Rambam and Rashi seem to learn that since the Rabbanans are included in the Torah, when Torah says you have to listen to the rabbis, the Torah says you have to listen to the rabbis. Lo sasma Doraisa gidul chayaminu small. So the Torah says you have to listen to the rabbis. So does that make every Issa Rabbanan an Issa Doraisa? That's what Rashi and the Rambam seem to say from this Gemara. But they're lower level, so the rabbis permitted it for Kavod HaBriyos. But the Ramban says it's ridiculous. The Ramban and the Hasagas to say for our mitzvahs, the Ramban says, no, the Gemara means to say that Dinu Darabanan are an asmachta from Lo Sasa, not that it's mamish a Din Doraisa, just an asmachta. It's a Din Darabanan. It's hinted at in Lo Sasim, but it doesn't mean that every Darabanan is really Daraisa. That's ridiculous. How can we have rules Safik Daraisa L'chomer Safik Darabanan L'Kula if all Dinu Darabanan are really Daraisa? So that's a major topic discussed on this Gemara. Tashma. Come and hear a proof. V'hisalamta mehem. So the Pasuk says that if you see a lost object, so and you ignore it, lo sucha l'sam, you're not allowed to ignore it. So, but it's a funny way the Torah writes it. Sometimes you have to ignore it. Pam shata misalamem. It sounds like the Torah is saying you should ignore it. So there are sometimes you should ignore it. Pam shata misalamem. Okay, it's that. Am I a kohen v'hibi v'es hakvaros? If you're a kohen in a cemetery, if they're lost objects in the cemetery, so you're not allowed to violate it. Said daraisa to do hashavas aveda. Oh, hi, a zakin v'ena l'fik fodo. If it would be embarrassing for an old person to return the lost object. So here you see, Kavod Abrius pushes away an Issa Daraisa, because Torah says you're not allowed to ignore it. And here we say you're allowed to ignore it for Kavod Abrius. Oshay said, Malachnum Rubim Shel Chavero. Or you're a diamond cutter and it's going to cost you too much money to save. You're going to charge the guy for the money that you lost to go return his lost object. It's going to be more money than the object is lost. He's not going to want to pay you. That's why Torah says sometimes you should ignore the lost object. So he says, well, you see here, Yisurim, Kavod Abrius pushes away Nisa Daraisa. Why is a Zakein the Eidl Fik Foto that could violate the Nisa Daraisa of not returning a lost object? Didn't we learn before that Kavod Abrius doesn't push away Yisurim Daraisa? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasim Dixiv Asalam to Behem. You have a Xeris Akasim that tells you you do it. Says, well, okay, let's learn from the Veligma Mine. Let's build a Binyanav. Let's learn from this place to all Kala Tarakula. That Kavod Abrius pushes away Yisurim Daraisa. It's the Gemara, Yisurim Yimamona Lo Yafil. Now, this is a case of Mamonis. This is a case of Dina Mamonis. If a guy's not going to get his lost object back, so what happened? Nobody did any Yisur. It wasn't such a serious Yisur. The guy didn't get his money back. So, you can't learn out Yisurim Daraisa that don't have to do with money from Yisurim Daraisa that have to do with money. If it has to do with money, it's a little bit more lenient. We're more lenient if the Yisurim Daraisa has to do with money. And there we say Kavod Abrius does push away Yisurim Daraisa. One last case here. Tashma Vila Achoso. So by a Nazir, the Torah says that a Nazir can't be Metame to any of his relatives, even his sister. It says, well, what do I need to do that? It already said you can't be Metame to anybody. Vila Achoso Matam and Lomar. What does it come to teach you? It comes to teach you halacha, nothing to do with a Nazir or calling God al Arisha. He said, Holoch Lishkonas Pesach of Lomos Beno. Yisrael was going. And he heard that one of his relatives died. You might think he can go to Levaya and not bring the Karm Pesach. No, he's not allowed to go be Metame to his relative. He has to go bring the Karm Pesach. You might think that he can't even be Metame to the Meis Mitzvah. So, Lachos, who dated Metame to his sister, can't be Metame. Avo Metame, who the Meis Mitzvah. But a Nazir, or a Kohen Gadol, or a Yisrael could be Metame to a Meis Mitzvah and not bring the Karban Pesach. So you see, Kavod Abrius is Doche Yisurim Daraisa. To Nisa Daraisa to not bring the Karban Pesach or to not have a Bris Mila, Amai Lemin Chachmi Tvene Yisrael Negan Hashem. I thought Kavod Abrius doesn't push away Yisurim Daraisa. Here you see that a Kohen Gadol, or a Nazir, or a Yisrael could be Metame to a Meis Mitzvah. And Yisrael could do it and not bring Karban Pesach. So you have a special pasuk teaches me here with Tamid and Meis Mitzvah, don't bring Karban Pesach. Why do we learn from here to everywhere else? Sheval Tai Seshani. That not bringing Karban Pesach is not an Isser that you violate with an action. You sit back and don't bring your Karban Pesach. You sit back and don't give a Bris Milah. So that type of Isser Daraisa. Kavod Abrius does push away Yisurim Daraisa and Sheva Altasa. So far we learned Kavod Abrius does push away Yisurim that have to do with money, like not returning a lost object. It also does push away Yisurim that are Sheva Altasa. Tosis points out, what about Nazir and Kohen Gadol? How could they be Metame to Meis Mitzvah? That's an Issa Daraisa. That's an Issa B'Yadayim. It's not Sheva Altasa. But Tosis says that a Nazir is Issa B'Sheela. He could have somebody be Matar Neder. A Kohen Gadol is a Lav Sheino Shava Bakol. Rashi says that the reason for Nazir, the reason why Rashi says it's because the Torah specifically tells you that a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir are allowed to be metamed in Meis Mitzvah. Rashi says, because since the Torah specifically tells it to you, so it's not considered to be an exception. It's like the Isser of Tumah was never said. It was Loi Nema. The Isser of Tumah was never said by being metamed in Meis Mitzvah, since the Torah specifically tells you to do it. And we learned that he served Rabbanan to come to Meis Mitzvah. That's why, by the way, a person sitting in the bathroom on Shabbos, and he has no toilet paper, so he's allowed to rip the toilet paper not on the lines. If you rip on the lines, that's an isidoraisa. But not on the lines is an isidorabanan, so you're allowed to do it to violate Shabbos. There's many exceptions to the rule where Kavod HaPrius does push away doraisas. It does push away doraisas by lo sasser, that's the rabbanan, by mamadis, by sheva al tasa, by lav shein l'shava bakol, by lav de isa b'she'ela, and by a case where the Torah itself explicitly tells you that you are allowed to violate. Like by Nazir and Kohen Gadol, we'll stop it here. Have a wonderful day.